This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But in this great nation, there is a great and very restive factor in our population that suggests that we have a deep, deep, deep problem with white privilege and white racism. And until we dismantle that white privilege, until we completely obliterate any aspects of white prejudice, white racism, if we don't do that, then there is absolutely no chance of making real progress for the African-American community. Nonsense, says Ian Rowe, in one of the best columns I've read about our current moment of crisis when it comes to race relations. He wrote under the headline, "The Power of Personal Agency," and I was very eager to have him on the show, and I'm very glad to be able to do that. Ian Rowe is a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he focuses on poverty studies, family formation, and adoption. Concurrently, Mr. Rowe is the CEO of Public Prep, which is the nation's very first nonprofit network to develop tuition-free pre-K and single-sex elementary and middle schools. And am I right, Mr. Rowe, that you mentioned in your column that you are particularly working on those tuition-free charter schools and other schools that would benefit the black and Hispanic communities? Is that right?
That is correct, Michael. Thank you very much for having me on. Yes, the network of schools I currently lead, we have about 2,000 students in the heart of the South Bronx and the Lower East Side of Manhattan, the vast majority from low-income communities. And one of the most important things that we can impart as a school is the belief that our kids have individual agency, the knowledge that their personal decisions, their personal actions have a great level of influence over their personal life outcomes. You know, your listeners may be familiar with the concept of grit, which is often described as a relentless perseverance in the pursuit of a specific goal. But one doesn't develop that dogged self-determination or grit if they don't believe that their efforts matter, or if that it's someone else's responsibility to achieve their life outcomes. Agency is the precursor to grit. And in the aftermath of the killing of George Floyd, which was a heinous action, this dominant narrative started to emerge that, you know, structural racism is a key factor holding black people down, and that white people need to first renounce their privilege in order for black people to succeed. And while, of course, I as a black person have certainly faced different forms of racial discrimination, what I thought was missing from this narrative is the focus on black excellence and individual agency and the stories of millions of black people that are succeeding despite the odds. And that led me to write the op-ed.
Has anyone asked you to expand this into a book yet?
Well, it just so happens, even before the op-ed, I actually am authoring a book which will be entitled Agency, you know, published by Templeton Press. And the idea, it's really, the goal is to focus on the next generation of young people, to understand the series of life decisions that gives them the greatest likelihood of success, regardless of their race or regardless of their starting class. So, for example, there's incredible data around something called the success sequence. That is a series of decisions where if you finish only a high school degree, get full-time work of any kind, get married, then have children in that order, 97% of the people who followed those series of decisions have landed in the middle class or beyond. Now, that's no guarantee, but that's certainly a different message that I think many of our young people are receiving right now. And so the book Agency will focus on different kinds of strategies that young people have within their control. And so it's not dismissing racism or all of the efforts to you know, address those issues, but, you know, we have more than enough examples of young black people, older black people who've deployed different strategies to be successful.
Well, this is, and again, I think Isabel Sawhill at Brookings Institution, she's liberal, Brookings Institution is liberal. This is not some kind of conservative feel-good hype. This has been confirmed by data and studies and analysis for years, that if you wait until you're married to have children, if you get a job, if you stay out of prison, you have an overwhelming chance of escaping poverty and escaping whatever is holding you back. I was very struck, and I spoke on the air about this before, about one point that you make in your column, and I'm sure you're going to make it in your book. I can't wait for the book, and God bless you for doing it. You write, census data show that more than 3 million black students are enrolled in college or graduate school as of 2018. It's a big number. According to the Washington Post, and by the way, the number, and I just looked it up, I was researching this, at the moment, in terms of being admitted to four-year colleges and universities, it is almost exactly the percentage of black students who were admitted is almost exactly the same percentage as in the population, which is a very positive and recent development. In any event, 3 million black students who are enrolled in college or graduate school, and then you point out that according to the Washington Post for 2018, the last year for which they have complete statistics, there were 23 unarmed black people that were killed by police. This is 23 too many, yet roughly 136,000 black students were in higher education for each unarmed black person killed by police. How about for some of those black Rhodes Scholars or Marshall Scholars or National Merit Scholars? How about we go around marching and say his name?
Yes.
Say their name. Wouldn't that be something?
No, that is absolutely. This is the proportionality. Look, you know, it's 23 too many, and any case, if any of those situations were a result of police brutality, then that each one of those instances should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But if you understand proportionality, the likelihood of you being a young black person and going to college, it's staggering relative to the probability of you know, suffering the kind of outcome that George Floyd did, and we all agree that that was heinous. But we have to let young people know that they should have a sense of possibility. I mean, there is an essay I wrote a couple years ago about who is Michael Brown, because most people, when they hear that name, they think of the young man that was killed several years ago in Ferguson, Missouri. There's also another Michael Brown who got into, I think, 20 universities, Stanford, tuition-free, and yet most people don't know that Michael Brown and the fact that he's much more reflective of the outcomes of most young black people in this country. And that's why I felt compelled to write the op-ed, that there is a duality in the sense that there are still barriers, you know, there is some police brutality, and again, where that happens should be fully prosecuted. But to create the sense of possibility that most young people across race, by the way, to know that there's strategies within their control that can likely land them in the middle class, it's really important we elevate that message as opposed to what I think we're predominantly getting now, which is a message of disempowerment.
Yeah, you know what it is one of the moving things that you hear in the current climate is they say, well, George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery, that could be me. And what you're urging people to do is to look at that other Michael Brown, who I believe has decided to go to Yale, I'm proud to say, that you could look at that Michael Brown and say, that could be me. Or look at Ian Rowe. Ian Rowe, a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, his piece, The Power of Personal Agency, is deserving of the highest praise and the most rapt attention. We will be right back. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Ian Rowe writes in this amazing column in the Wall Street Journal, and this is the concluding paragraph. There are pathways to power for young black people. That's why our nation's educators must help black girls and boys cultivate a sense of personal agency and convince them that their deliverance is determined more by their own actions than by the incantations of a newly, quote, enlightened majority. He talks about a ritual that demonstrators went through in Bethesda, Maryland. Justice can't wait, demonstrators. Nearly 1,000 predominantly white residents, many went onto their knees and raised both hands in the air, chanted, "I will love my black neighbors the same as my white ones." And of course, I think most Americans, overwhelming majority, say, of course we love our black neighbors as much as our white ones. But then the answer is, you don't really. And the entire sense of guilt, of accusation, of complaint, of gripe, what it does is it disempowers people. Jack Kemp used to have an organization called Empower America. This disempowers America. It makes people feel helpless and bleak. Let me go to Joe, who's calling from Virginia. And it says, Joe, that you serve in our military right now?
Yes, Mike. And I'm in the U.S. Army. Home.
God bless you.
Well, thank you, sir. And I want to tell you this. What you do, I appreciate. And I learn. Every time I listen to you, I learn something.
Thank you.
You have a very calm way, and you have a very good way of explaining things. And I feel like we're losing our country. You can reel off these stats, and you're very calm about doing it, and I appreciate that. But tell me, what can we do to get our country back? We as citizens, tell us.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I actually think that there will be a pushback on this. They lit an American flag in Washington today. They're still trying to take down more statues, this time of Lincoln, of Andrew Jackson. The vandalism is continuing. The craziness is continuing. And I think that what we do is we affirm love of America. And I do believe that we haven't lost the majority of our country in that regard. Now, there are polls and other things. There was a Gallup poll that showed that the pride in America had reached an all-time low, but it still showed that 42% of all Americans were extremely proud to be Americans. And there were another like 28% who said they were somewhat proud to be Americans. But Joe, I wish I had a more definitive, easier, more glib answer. But I have the same sense that you do late at night. I mean, my wife can tell you it's when we're talking, it does feel like we're losing our country. I mean, the idea that we would even have people who would express this kind of disrespect to our police. And all I can think of is, and this is the one thing I could say to reassure you, is President Reagan brought us back from a lot of this after the Vietnam era. In the Vietnam era, you may remember, there were people who literally spat on returning veterans, who showed nothing but contempt for the United States. And they also burned American flags, and they burned draft cards, and there was a great tumult in the country, and people used to talk about our sick society. That was what people said. Now, right now we have the additional problem of being physically sick with the coronavirus. And that's a difficulty. But honestly, I do believe that with more clear leadership. And frankly, I don't care where it comes from. And ideally, it should come from the current president of the United States. But the one thing I would say is to advise our leaders, stop trying to divide people. Because even though it might lead to short-term political victories, it's bad for the country. Not everything should be polarized. And that's why, even though you can debate what kind of statues there should be there, I don't think there's any debate about vandalism. I don't think there's any debate about America hating. And that is the message that that other people are taking. And there shouldn't be debate about a basic and incontrovertible facts. Jason Riley in the Wall Street Journal today, and Joe, thank you for your service, and thank you for your kind words and a great question. In the Wall Street Journal today, Jason Riley, who's been a guest on the show many times, Jason writes, there is no epidemic of black suspects dying in police custody. And a few viral videos don't prove otherwise. Yes, cops sometimes abuse their authority. And firing bad ones can be much too difficult. But states and localities can address those issues more effectively than a one-size-fits-all fix from Washington. Moreover, Republicans should be wary of allowing liberal activists to speak for the public. We've known for years that groups like Black Lives Matter are out of step with most members of the black community, let alone most of the country. And then he points out, in a 2015 Gallup poll taken after Michael Brown was killed in Ferguson, Missouri, a majority of black respondents said police treat us fairly. And far more blacks, 38%, than whites, said they want a greater police presence in their local communities. Another Gallup poll published last year, 2019, asked black and Hispanic residents of low-income neighborhoods about policing and found that these, quote, these groups are not averse to law enforcement. In fact, they are particularly concerned about crime in their neighborhoods. 59% of both blacks and Hispanics said they would like the police to spend more time in the area than they currently do, making them more likely than white residents, 50%, to respond that way. Okay, we need our police. And one of the things that I was thinking of, Joe was asking what can be done. I mentioned this before. We might need a big march, some kind of big gathering, to show massive support for police. And frankly, it should be headed up by people of color. Because the police need it for morale right now. The country needs it. And honestly, I think that should be able to rally Americans. So what's the progress we're making on the policing reform bill from Tim Scott? We'll bring you up to date on that. The latest from Senator Scott, coming up on The MedVet Show.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is happy about an order from an appeals court to dismiss a case against his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people, and I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president making those comments at the White House while meeting with the president of Poland. Senate Democrats blocked a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote on Wednesday. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, reacts to Democrats blocking the bill.
Here's the truth. In Detroit, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Philadelphia. All these cities could have banned chokeholds themselves. All these communities have been run by Democrats for decades. Decades.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want 50% off any download at the MedVid History Store?
Become an annual MedHead member at michaelmedved.com.
And you can still sign up with a $20 discount, just 11 cents a day. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. That gives you 24/7 access to this show, downloadable anywhere. 11 cents a day, plus that 50% discount on any one of 80 titles in our MedVed History Store. Go to MedVedHistoryStore.com. Use the promo code SPRING40 for that extra discount. That promo code is SPRING40. Okay, Tim Scott is one of those remarkable people. I was talking before to Ian Rowe about, instead of saying, hey, that could be me, to victims who die tragically. That could be me, George Floyd, or Ahmaud Arbery, or Rayshard Brooks, or Michael Brown. Why not say, that could be me for someone like Tim Scott, who grew up impoverished background. His mom worked doing laundry, and he is now a United States Senator. He is living the American dream. But right now he has a nightmare trying to get through an excellent bill that has almost united Republican support, but the Democrats, for political reasons, are trying to block it. He spoke on the Senate floor pleading with Democrats to proceed with a vote on the bill. Listen.
My concern is that our friends on the other side will not take advantage of this opportunity to say to the communities that are suffering, we see you. We hear you. We are willing to respond as one body. Mr. President, I implore all of us to vote for the motion to proceed so that if there are recommendations that come in the form of amendments, that we have a vote up or down on those amendments. I've offered as many amendments as necessary for this bill to be seen by the public in consultation with the other side, Let it be their bill. Not Tim Scott's bill. Not the Republican bill. Not the Democrat bill. But a bill that starts to address the issues that have plagued this nation for decades.
Okay, this is a passionate plea, and of course he's right. Why not move forward? Actually get something done on a bipartisan basis before the election. He concluded his plea. Listen.
I'll close with this. I respect people that I disagree with. They have the right to disagree. My pastor tells me I have the right to be wrong, which means that I'm not right all the time. But on this one, if you don't think we're right, make it better. Don't walk away. Vote for the motion to proceed so that we have an opportunity to deal with this very real threat to the America that is civil, that is balanced. This is an opportunity to say yes. To say yes, not to us, to those folks who are waiting for leadership to stand and be counted. Thank you, Mr. President.
And the reason the Democrats are delaying and filibustering or threatening filibuster in order to block a vote on his bill is because they would rather have the Senate approve a House version of the bill than have the House approve the Senate version of the bill for political purposes. It's outrageous. And the differences are slight. The bills call for the same sorts of things. Marco Rubio, the Democrats did not listen to Tim Scott. The Democrats ignored his pleas in their votes. The bill is still tied up. It cannot progress. Marco Rubio, colleague of Tim Scott in the Republican caucus, posted a video on his Twitter page explaining this failed vote. Listen.
Throughout the day, you're going to hear reports that the United States Senate voted down the Republican plan on police reform. That's just not true. That's not what happened today. In the United States Senate, before you can move on an issue, you first have to take a vote to proceed to the very issue. And that's what we're voting on. That's what we voted on. And that is, do you want to proceed using the Republican bill as the starting point, the placeholder? If you do that, then you have to have an amendment process where everyone can offer ideas, including they can offer the Democrat bill. They can offer changes to the Republican bill. And after all those changes are either passed or fail, then you have to have another vote to stop debate and then vote on the bill. So two more votes. They could stop it at any time. So what they voted against today was not the Republican bill. What they voted against was even proceeding to a debate on the issue. This is indicative of people who want to use this as a political tool in a campaign, not of people who want to solve this problem. And it's unfortunate, and I hope they'll change their mind.
As you probably know, President Trump has tried to use the slogan America First. For Democrats, it's the slogan Politics First. Listen to Cory Booker spreading false information about the Scott bill, the justice bill that the Republicans have prepared. He was on MSNBC. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, it doesn't address any of the issues that we're all distraught by. It is a bill that wouldn't ban the chokeholds that killed Art Garner, wouldn't allow George Floyd's parents or family to sue in federal court against the officers that did that horrible murder. Wouldn't stop the no-knock entry that killed Breonna Taylor. It wouldn't create any accountability for police officers or police departments that are doing actions that are against our, not only our public consciousness, but against the law, from pattern and practices of discrimination against African Americans all the way to unjust uses of force. And so if there's no accountability, if there's no way to hold people accountable or ban the kind of practices that are leading to so many black lives dying, then what is their bill about? It calls for lots of studies. It calls for data and commissions. Well, people in the community, in the streets in all 50 states are not chanting, we want a commission. We want data. They're asking for accountability and transparency, and their bill offers none of that.
Okay, Tim Scott responded, and he responded on Twitter. And again, he's much calmer than I would be if I were him. Total misinformation right here, Senator Scott tweets. The House bill does the same thing on chokeholds for state and local police as the Justice Act. In other words, there's no difference. The House bill does not ban state or local no-knock entries. Federal bans wouldn't have saved Mr. Garner, that's Eric Garner, or Ms. Taylor, Breonna Taylor. Look, this is profoundly important. And the idea that Cory Booker simply gets up there very directly and says that this is only does commissions, it bans chokeholds, it provides for greater accountability. And the truth of the matter is, we, as all of this is going on, I think the American people need to be reassured that we are moving toward police reform, and certainly police departments can do a better job. But can we keep in mind that according to the database, which is run by the Washington Post, in terms of confrontations with unarmed black males, the most recent year for which they have complete numbers, they identified 23 black victims. That's not 2,300. It's not 230. It's 23. This year, the next year, 2019, they think the number is even less. Even less. 19 in 2019. They haven't finalized that. But some kind of perspective in the midst of this debate. And what about the noose story? Noose and NASCAR. We'll get to that. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio. Radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course, absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sometimes folks on the left simply do not want to give up on a story, even when it has been proven. I mean, just proven beyond any reasonable question that it's not true. We've had Wilfred Riley on this show, and he wrote a book, we should have him back, called The Hate Crimes Hoax. Now, sometimes there are horrible hate crimes. There are. I think that the people who got indicted today for killing Ahmaud Arbery, that may turn out to be a hate crime. They passed hate crime legislation in Georgia in reaction. They passed it yesterday in reaction to the Ahmaud Arbery case. But sometimes these alleged hate crimes, and I remember that Wilfred Riley writes about one of them in the Hate Crimes Hoax, where there was a college student, a black college student, who faked hate crimes against himself. And some of them involved nooses. Okay. Here was the media treatment about the reports that a noose had been placed in the garage assigned to the only black driver, Bubba Wallace, in NASCAR. This is the way the our media initially reacted. Listen.
NASCAR is investigating a horrible incident.
A horrifying, racist, jarring, disturbing,
heinous, perverted,
ugly,
cowardly,
dreadful,
hateful,
stunning, shocking, appalling, disgusting reminder of who, again, this sport is for.
A noose found in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace.
Obviously, this is completely appalling, but do you think it's surprising?
No, it's not surprising at all.
And NASCAR is often considered a sport that is tethered to white folk, tethered to the South.
The Confederate flag in a sport that is overwhelmingly white and certainly dominant among Southerners.
And NASCAR has been trying to somewhat move away from it. And I say somewhat in kind of air quotes.
They were going to remove Confederate imagery. To think that that's going to happen in a span of 2 weeks after all that NASCAR has been for all of its existence is foolish. I mean,
my cynicism and sadness is that it's just not shocking to anybody.
As much as NASCAR may try to distance itself from that, it's a living, breathing part of their sport.
We need to understand that racism continues to be the underbelly of American society.
I mean, that this happens in the year 2020 is just beyond belief. Let's just remember that until the last 2 weeks, NASCAR endorsed and embraced this sort of performative racism week in and week out by embracing and wrapping itself in the Confederate flag.
Okay, they've banned the Confederate flag. And even at Talladega, they did have some protesters out in front. They had several hundred cars that were flying the Confederate flag, but nobody made an attempt to unfurl the Confederate flag in the stadium. And yes, there was a plane overhead from the Confederate Air Force that that flew a Confederate banner, and it said defund NASCAR. But you know what? The sport has been very clear, and they were the ones who initially announced this horrifying, heinous, grotesque, loathsome discovery of a noose being placed in the garage of Bubba Wallace. Now, it turns out, and NASCAR has made it very clear, and I don't believe they've released a photograph of the rope. Apparently, it wasn't a noose. What it was a rope that was a pull on the garage door that looked to some people like a noose. And the reason that they know it wasn't a noose was because that rope was there long before Bubba Wallace had been assigned that garage. No one would have known to make a noose about this, and the noose has been there apparently for literally months, long before anyone knew that that was going to be the garage assigned to Bubba Wallace. Al Sharpton says not good enough. He's still deeply concerned. Listen.
The FBI identified it as a noose. NASCAR said it was a noose, so went along with the FBI's characterization. It was a noose. So the question is, even if they did not know that Bubba Wallace was going to use that stall, why was a noose in the stall? It's clear what a noose represents. And I think to go whether or not they knew that sooner or later the one black driver would use that stall really doesn't answer why it was in the stall at all. And then did someone know that it was in the stall when they did belatedly assign Bubba there? So I don't think this answers a lot of questions. And clearly from what we just saw of Bubba Wallace, it does not seem he, who is the victim and possible target in this matter, seems to be satisfied with this. So I do not think that we've seen closure in this particular inquiry.
Okay, this is bizarre. The FBI basically has looked at this. They says there was no hate crime because nobody knew that this was directed at Bubba Wallace. And we did involve the FBI and the Justice Department. But isn't it amazing that how far we've come? There is a new film, or a recent film, that is worth looking at, particularly in the current climate. It's one of the best films about the civil rights movement ever. And it's a film that helps you understand that once upon a time, not so long ago, actually just 55 years ago, we were dealing with much more serious issues. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The superb British actor David Oyelowo brings Dr. Martin Luther King to vivid life in the Academy Award Best Picture nominee, Selma, from 2014, available to stream for free on Amazon Prime and Google Play.
We shall be victorious in our quest, for we shall overcome.
And the gifted director Ava DuVernay overcomes every obstacle to make the 1965 campaign for voting rights in Alabama seem as thrilling, providential, and significant as it did at the time. The film runs for 2.5 hours, but it seems taut and impactful during every minute of the story. There's also sympathetic attention to some of the problems in King's personal life, featuring Carmen Ejogo as Coretta Scott King. It's rated PG-13 for some disturbing scenes of violence. Violent confrontations. 3.5 stars for the civil rights epic Selma. And it does put the entire period in a deeper and richer context. And again, folks were dealing with much more than a rope in a garage that some people mistook for a noose. And it's a shame that Bubba Wallace, who obviously is a courageous and talented racer and seems like a stand-up guy, he had this to say about the rope in the garage. He was not quite ready to let this go. He was on CNN.
Have you seen ropes like that hanging from garages? Is that typical?
Don, the image that I have and I have seen of what was hanging in my garage is not a garage pool. I've been racing all my life. We've raced out of hundreds of garages that never had garage pools like that. So people that want to call it a garage pool and put out old videos and photos of knots being in their as their evidence, go ahead. But from the evidence that we have, that I have, it's a straight up noose. The FBI has stated it was a noose over and over again. NASCAR leadership has stated that it was a noose. I can confirm that. I actually got evidence of what was hanging in my garage, over my car, around my picker guys, to confirm that it was a noose. And never seen anything like it. It's not something. I talked to my crew chief about it. I said, is this something like, I wanted to make sure we weren't jumping the gun. And I said, this isn't a knot. This isn't just a regular old whatchacallit. He's like, Bubba, this isn't something that can be done within a second of just tying a knot and being on the way. This is something that took time.
Okay, so since they made the noose, if it is in fact a noose, before they knew that Bubba Wallace was going to be there, you can't say it's a specific threat. Is it possible that there is somebody who works with NASCAR in Talladega? There's somebody who works with that company who is so fascinated by Ku Klux Klan iconography or something like that that he just made a noose as a goof? Yeah, I guess it might be possible. I do think we are probably going to hear more about this. But it does seem how, so me it seems to me, how much the media want to enrich this narrative of a country seething with hate. Actually, the only seething hatred that I see in the country right now is from some of those radical demonstrators. Yeah, the kind of people responsible for three different shootings in the paradise of Chop. We will get to that and much more next time in This Greatest Nation.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.